Welcome once again to Word on the Hills with me, Felicity Sitnell-Reed, my co-host Gwyn Sheltimer, and our guest this week, Catherine MacDonald. Each week, we visit with writers of all kinds, editors or publishers, and sometimes performers from our region. We hope to find out a little about their lives. What prompts them to write? Give them an opportunity to read some of their work for us, and we're very pleased to have Catherine MacDonald with us today. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you. I'm very pleased to be here.
Catherine MacDonald revels in travel and has adventured across the Americas, the Caribbean, Europe, and Africa. Her love of exploring places and experiencing different cultures has led to her newest collection of travel poems, for which the working title is Blue, Azul, Blue. Part 1, Cure for Love, Flight. Part 2, In Love with the Wind. Catherine earned a BA from the University of Windsor and an MPA from Queen's University. Between 1998 and 2014, she taught online courses in literature and writing through Loyalist College. She also led discussions and weekend workshops. In 2013, sailing distracted her from her work, and her life took a sharp turn. Since then, she spent much of the year in the Caribbean, with extended stays in Cuba. Back in Canada once more, she looks forward to facilitating workshops closer to home. She's the author of a poetry collection, A Breeze You Whisper, Hidden Brook Press, 2011, and other poems have been published in literary journals such as Descant and Fiddlehead. She is also the author of a novella, Calla and Edward.
Edward.
Hidden Brook Press, 2009, and with Mary Lou Morgan, The Farm and City Cookbook, Second Stories Press, 1994. So, Catherine, you've published 3 books and have a 4th MS looking for a publisher. They include a wide range of essays, fiction, and poetry. Are they different in content and topic, or are there common themes running through your writing?
Well, thank you. You make me sound as if I've had a very exciting life, or am having a very exciting life. I suppose, in many respects, I am. There are common themes as I've been preparing for today. I realize that I'm very, very interested in place and landscape. I'm also very interested in journeys, the external journey and the internal journey, and that is predominant through all of my writing. As far as themes are concerned, there's a sense of longing in my work, unrequited, I must admit. It's never quite obtainable because as soon as I reach some satisfaction, I'm off on another journey. I think love and loss are also very dominant in my work, relationships of various kinds, but particularly a sensuous kind of love comes through. I've been told by critics it's not erotica, but very sensuous. There's movement in my poems and in the novel as well. A lot of movement. From what is known into what is unknown, but of course that relates to the journey. And hopefully,
from place to place.
And from place to place. At the end of it, hopefully there has been some lesson learned, some insight gained, and a change. I think there's always a change. I look for shifts.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the structure of A Breeze You Whisper calls readers' attention to the 4 compass points, east, south, west, north, as well as above and below. Can you explain how you use this metaphor? And it's for the whole collection, is it not?
Yes.
You use it right the way through, yes.
Yeah. Those are sort of almost like chapter heads. Mm. They, for me, it was a way of organizing that felt authentic, that felt real to me. My great-grandmother was raised by her grandmother on what was the Wyandotte Reserve down near the area where I was born, near where the Detroit River and Lake Erie come together. And so a lot of the stories that my great-grandmother told me, and she didn't die till I was eight or nine, go back to those native roots or her native roots. So East for me in the collection is the place of sunrise. It's the place of new beginnings. So a lot of the poems that dealt with early beginnings, childhood, those sorts of family, intimate family relationships are in that section. South is, for me, summer and ripening. And so the love and the lust and all that sensuousness are sort of there. The West is the harvest. And for me, that's a change. Things have ripened and completing their cycle. That's where the death and the loss poems are. And above and below are the metaphysical or spiritual poems, that aspect of my work that looks at the deeper meaning. Hopefully that's in all the poems, but those where it's concentrated are there in that section.
Oh, I like that as a structure. That's great.
Thank you.
I hope you explained it, though. Did you? Did you introduce each
I think
section?
It's very clear when you start to read it. Each section begins with a quote by another author, and it does provide a context. And I think if you read all the poems in the section, you could see how they fit, not necessarily with those poems in another section.
Hmm. Well, how about reading some of your work for us? Are you going to read from that collection, or what?
I thought if I could, I would read from the beginning of Calla and Edouard, a very short piece.
Sure.
And then I would read a couple of short poems from A Breeze You Whisper.
That sounds wonderful.
That will work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just reading the beginning, because I mentioned it, that place and landscape are very important, and so are journeys.
And this book is set in Eastern Ontario,
yes,
is it not?
Yes, it is.
Yes,
it is. Mm. And Calla is on two different journeys. She is beginning to show signs of dementia, Alzheimer's, and so she travels down. She physically travels down as well. So this is chapter one. Calla moves like a wave from tree to tree, down the steep incline toward the water's edge, her left arm wrapping itself around rough bark trunks, her feet beneath deep snow, searching for secure footing, downward, down to a spot where the water bubbles every day of the year from a silent, hidden spring. Overhead, the sound of squabbling breaks the quiet, lifting her face to the sky. Calla's eyes find two black-capped chickadees. They slip from the sky to a tree branch where they hop over each other, reminding Calla of childhood games of leapfrog. The birds move along the branch, away from the trunk, before flying westward, their voices becoming lost in the distance. The momentary stillness soon fills with rapid rat-tat-tatting of a downy woodpecker. It circles a birch tree, its head bobbing rhythmically, its black and white feathers blending into the birch. Without the movement, it would seem invisible. Calla continues carefully downward, testing with her feet for buried rocks and broken branches beneath the snow. Slowly, she moves toward the white-crusted marsh, the red-winged blackbirds that months ago perched on cattails had now flown south, leaving the brown expanse of stalks and tails deserted. So that's a very short
It's very
piece.
Short, but it's very evocative.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it a lot.
From A Breeze You Whisper, I thought I would first read from page 62. You could fall. You could fall into me again and again, weightless as a bird's bone, while I taste honey, pull feathers from my tongue, see us reflected in your eyes, sky dancing. And page 81, 9 months. This is dealing with grief. A bloody gash lies along the horizon. In dim pre-dawn light, I summon the circle of machinery, our dreams set out for auction. 9 months ago, you lay in a hospital bed, and my heart was full of hope. Now I sleepwalk through seasons as holidays come round and every letting go exposes cruel surprises. There is a depth of pain unfelt till now, stirring a war within. My soul struggles to join you while my body breathes on. Out in the yard, shadows pale, outlines of tillage, forage, and harvest equipment solidify. Birds sing dawn into day. And the next one that I'll read is Friendship. Quite a different tone, I think. Our voices spin words through cool evenings, weaving a tapestry of stories. Night's curtain falls while we clear the table, carry cups of spicy chai to wood stove warmth and curl into chairs. Fragments of biography, dark and light, lie side by side. Colored threads creating another. Our two tales merge. We prepare to step alone into the dark, starless void, guided by the map of words we carry. And one more.
Okay.
A breeze you whisper. A breeze you whisper. A bird you soar and hover before dropping into the nest hidden within my tossing limbs.
Thank you so much, Catherine. Now we'll take a short break.